You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the federal government's aim to vaccinate everyone in the country by October would be a stretch, even just with the first dose of the vaccine. The Premier laid the blame for delays at the federal government's feet, saying her state is already ahead of schedule in its rollout. Ms Berejiklian says she wants the Commonwealth to work with New South Wales to allow the state to help the federal government with the remainder of the vaccine rollout.
Can I just stress from the outset, the New South Wales government has been given responsibility for administering 300,000 vaccines, and we were always going to do that through 100 sites across New South Wales. Nearly 80 of them are up and running already, but we want to make sure that the balance of those people who need to have the vaccine sooner rather than later can access that, even if they're in remote communities throughout the state. So that's always been our objective, to have 100 sites up and running. But, you know, given the Commonwealth, the federal government's accepted our offer of assistance, we are looking at other opportunities.
Federal health authorities say they're considering setting up mass COVID-19 vaccination hubs across Australia. The vaccine rollout has been plagued with difficulties, with Australia on track to deliver just a quarter of the government's initial target of 4 million by this week. The government says the rollout will gather pace as the number of medical practices administering the vaccine doubles this week. Acting Chief Medical Officer Professor Michael Kidd has told the Nine Network the government's looking at the idea.
The mass vaccination sites are not off the agenda, particularly as we move into phase 2A. There are discussions with each of the states and territories as to how we best meet the needs of their specific populations to make sure that nobody who wishes to receive this vaccine is going to miss out on receiving the vaccine.
Labor is supporting the establishment of stadium-style coronavirus vaccination hubs to speed up the national rollout. Opposition health spokesman Mark Butler says the expanded GP clinic strategy is not working and it's time for new ideas.
We are so far behind every single commitment Scott Morrison and Greg Hunt has given to the Australian people. Surely they must admit that this is not going well. So they've got to admit that, they've got to get people around the table and adjust their strategy accordingly. It might mean mass vaccination centres of the type you see in pretty much every country I'm looking at around the world. The first thing though is Scott Morrison needs to swallow his pride and admit that his strategy has failed.
Quarantine-free travel to New Zealand for Australians is due to begin in 2 weeks from Monday, April the 19th. Most Australian states and territories have been allowing Kiwis to visit without the need for 2 weeks of hotel quarantine. But a reciprocal arrangement has been delayed multiple times due to COVID-19 outbreaks in Australia. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says there will be conditions.
When those in Australia currently make the welcome decision to come to New Zealand, they'll be making a booking on what is called a green zone flight. That means that there will be no passengers on that flight who have come from anywhere but Australia in the last 14 days. They won't be able to travel if they have cold or flu symptoms. When they fly, they will be required to wear a mask on the flight. We will also be undertaking random temperature checks of those arriving as an extra precaution.
And no new community cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in Queensland for the third consecutive day. There are also no fresh infections among returned travellers in hotel quarantine. New South Wales is reporting no new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 as well. 7 new cases acquired overseas have been detected in the state's hotel quarantine system. South Australia has recorded no new cases. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.